I had been laid off from work in Hawaii. I was working as director of recruitment for a Fortune 500 company. And I said, oh, this will be a great opportunity to pursue some other interests that I have always desired to do.
That's Genevieve Murphy. I meet up with her after work one day to talk about her travels. Yes, she did say she was working in Hawaii. And now she's in Alaska. And in between,
first I went off and attended the University of Buenos Aires in Argentina.
And then?
Prior to that, I had worked on a boat in Camden, Maine, because I always wanted to do that.
She finally applied for the Peace Corps and assumed she'd be sent to a Spanish-speaking country, so...
I went off to Costa Rica and lived in Costa Rica for a while while I was waiting for my placement assignment.
She says she wanted to apply for the Peace Corps for a number of reasons, but primarily for peace.
And the whole reason that I was doing that is, or doing the Peace Corps, was that, first of all, I believe very much in the credo of Peace Corps, which is that it is... for the better understanding of other cultures and peoples for the preservation of peace. Meaning that the more that you know about somebody, the less easy it is to drop a bomb on them.
So fast forward through the application process, which took over a year, and the waiting and the wondering. She's told that she's being sent to the country of Guinea in West Africa. It's about as far as possible from the Spanish-speaking countries that she expected.
And I had my bags all packed, and I was all ready to go. And literally, I believe, the day before I was to leave for the airport, I got the call that they closed the country due to a political coup. And civil war had broke out between the Pul and the Ful tribes there.
And back to the drawing board. She decided to finally accept a position in the neighboring country of Mali. If you've ever heard of Timbuktu, the Timbuktu, like as far as Timbuktu, from here to Timbuktu, that one. Yeah, it's in Mali. So what was it like living in a country that literally represents the furthest reaches of the earth?
Nothing quite, I think, prepares you to actually set up a home somewhere in a place that's so foreign and is a myth. I guess a lot of people in Alaska kind of feel that they are living in a mythical land. People have a lot of projected notions of what it's like to live in Alaska. Same with living in Africa.
She arrived by plane at night. She and the other volunteers were taken to a training facility. She went to sleep, tired and frazzled. And the next morning, she woke up in another world. She lived with a host family in a village, worked at a microfinance company in a city, and traveled all across the country.
It's surreal, is all I can say. It's just surreal. I also went hiking through the Dogon country, which, once again, is one of the most amazing and epic areas in the world for hiking and rock climbing. And it's right on the cusp of the Sahara. You can see these huge walls of sand come rolling in across the desert as you're standing up there in the caves. And I think it's as majestic and as magnificent as Alaska is in a lot of ways. And the history there and the people and the culture, it's just the more you delve into it, the more incredible it is.
And she says her experience there has made her more socially conscious back in the United States.
For instance, my brother had gotten a abscess tooth and went to his brain. He died the next week. Can't do anything about it. As a Peace Corps volunteer, I am not allowed to intercede and give any type of medical, you know, attention. I'm not supposed to give any money. Absolutely not. So you feel this sense of, geez, in America, that would never happen. And it's a tough thing to witness, but it also makes you come back and want to say, how can we fix this system? How can we alleviate these kinds of things happening?
Looking at her, it's easy to tell she's fallen in love with the country. And she says leaving was not her choice. Al-Qaeda activity was increasing in West Africa, and for safety and security reasons, she was taken out of the country. But she says she thinks about Mali and her host family every day, and will for the rest of her life.
It's astounding, their generosity. I've never seen people in my life, in all of my travels, that would literally give you everything they had, their last meal, they just give. It's just remarkable. And they have nothing. It's such an incredible concept to, you know, behold, but to actually see it and experience it is amazing.
She plans to go back to Mali someday and reconnect with her host family. But in the meantime, she says she likes to share her experiences there with others here. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.